The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board met on Thursday to discuss the legality of its investment policy. The board's decision to independently invest $39 million of the trust's principal funds in real estate have recently been called into question, and the trust will undergo a special legislative audit. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman has more.
State statute says the trust's principal is to be invested by the Permanent Fund Corporation, but the board and its legal counsel previously interpreted other statutes and regulations to provide more leeway for investments, income from the endowment fund's mental health programs throughout the state. Those legal opinions have not been made public, but the trust's legal counsel, Nelson Page, addressed the issue during a work session on Thursday.
And general trust law in the state of Alaska allows, and in fact, I think, clearly suggests that the trust has the right and the obligation to make the endowment of the trust be as productive as possible.
Page met with the director of the Civil Division of the Attorney General's office to discuss the issue last month. Page says the AG's office had some serious questions about the board's investment strategy.
How big are you going to get with this program? And where do you cross the line from enhancing revenue and enhancing the endowment of the trust to violating the statute?
The Attorney General's office declined to comment on the meeting because it has not issued an official opinion on the matter. Page says he acknowledges the board is working in a legal gray area. He says the board is putting its aggressive real estate strategy on hold and will work with the AG's office, advisory boards, and others to develop a way forward. Board Chair Russ Webb says members need to meet in executive session to discuss the next steps as soon as possible.
The ambiguity is clear. Mm-hmm. It's out there. The fact that it exists is clear. And we obviously need to resolve the issue as quickly as we can.
The board will also begin recruiting for a new CEO as soon as a job description is ready. Greg Jones was put in place as an interim leader when former longtime CEO Jeff Jesse was demoted last fall. The organization will seek a new chief financial officer as well. Kevin Buckland resigned in December. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.